I love to look at the windows in the church. I like to see the images of the saints and think about the stories of their lives. Our windows show us a diverse group of people. There are 12 men and 12 women. The saints in the windows are from different time periods, from different cultures, and from different parts of the world. We have apostles, bishops, priests, deacons, holy men, holy women. We have nuns and we have the virgin martyrs. We have saints like Peter and Paul and Francis of Assisi that you would expect to find in almost any church. We have other saints like Louise de Marillac and Toribio Romo and Dimphna that you would not expect to find in every church or even any church. We see the saints we expect to see, but sometimes we see the saints that we do not expect to see. Sometimes the Spirit of God is at work in unexpected ways and in unexpected people. Recently, we added 5 new pictures to the walls in the hall of our Faith Formation building. We added 5 pictures of 6 saints and blesseds. Now, why are there 5 pictures and 6 people? Well, that's because 2 of them, Francisco and Jacinta, are siblings. And if you look at the 5 pictures of the 6 saints and blesseds, you will not see the saints and blesseds that you might expect. There are no apostles and no bishops. There are no monks and no nuns. There are not really pictures that you would expect to see. Because when you look at the 5 pictures of the 6 saints and blesseds on the wall in the hall of our Faith Formation building, you will notice that they are all young. The oldest of them, Blessed Carlo Acutis, was 15 years old. You might not expect to see saints and blesseds who were so young. But sometimes the Spirit of God is at work in unexpected ways and in unexpected people. Joshua did not expect to see the Spirit of God at work in Eldad and Medad. These men were not at the gathering when the Lord extended the Spirit of Moses. But sometimes the Spirit of God is at work in unexpected ways and in unexpected people. John the Apostle did not expect to see the Spirit of God at work in someone who was not one of the 12 or even part of the larger group of disciples. But sometimes the Spirit of God is at work in unexpected ways and unexpected people. We expect to see the Spirit of God at work in some ways and in some people. We expect that God will do His work in some people and some places, but sometimes the Spirit of God is at work in unexpected ways and unexpected people. Sometimes we can recognize it and sometimes we do not. Sometimes we can see the Spirit working in someone else and sometimes we cannot. Sometimes the greatest surprise, dear deacon, sometimes the greatest surprise is when someone recognizes the Spirit of God working through our lives. But sometimes the Spirit of God is at work in unexpected ways and unexpected people. I love to look at the windows, and I love to look at the saints and the blesseds in the 5 pictures on the wall in the hall of our Faith Formation building. But I do not need to look at the windows, and I do not need to look at the pictures to see the Spirit of God at work. I only need to look from here. I only need to look at you. And I see the Spirit of God at work. And the Spirit invites us here to the table of the Savior. The Lord Jesus nourishes us and strengthens us and promises us to carry out His work in us. And here He will feed us, and He will lead us to our place among the saints. and to the kingdom where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.